Hello and welcome to the World Peace Diet Circle. I'm your course facilitator, Steve Prusak, and it's good to be with you. And on today's call, we've got special guest Sally Knutson, vegan coach, joining us in a little while with Dr. Will Tuttle. So stay tuned for that. Your membership site has been updated with September course readings. If you're a member of the World Peace Diet Circle, you'll find that in the membership site. If you're in the facilitator training or mastery program, we invite you to these monthly calls, but you're the downloads are in the Circle membership site, which is a separate program. But we offer this complimentary to everyone who's taking the courses. Well, let's welcome to the call right now our friend and co-host, Will. I'm just used to saying that from Vegan Palooza. Our friend and course leader, Dr. Will Tuttle.
Right. Well, that's great, Steve. Thank you so much. And here we are. It is September 20th, 2012. And this is our third Thursday gathering primarily by telephone. Of course, anyone is free to listen in through the membership site on your computer as well. That works also just fine. I think some people do that from out of the country, from Australia and other places. So greetings, everyone. It's great to be with you together again this evening, and we have a number of things that we'd like to talk about and go over in terms of deepening our understanding of the power and the ramifications of vegan living and how to be effective in not only living this ourselves and to thrive in doing so, but to help spread the message to other people as well. I think every day I feel in a sense, a greater sense of urgency about this as we continue to see the amazing environmental, social, cultural, spiritual, physiological ramifications of our food choices. And as more people wake up to that, it's inspiring to see. And also, of course, it's somewhat disheartening to see the thousands of ways that resistance to this message manifests itself as well, the variety of ways that individuals, governments, corporations, and so forth have to just keep us continuing on the same road of violence towards animals and each other. And nevertheless, I do feel that there is momentum building, but I'd love to hear, of course, what you guys are thinking as well. So just remember that you can always press *2 on your phone to raise your hand, basically, is what it does. I mean, we say that, it just sort of makes it obvious that you would like to say something, and then we can unmute your phone. So, as we were saying, we're going to be having with us Sassy Knutson, the well-known vegan coach, in a few minutes. Before we actually jump into that, I do want to emphasize that I really feel it's important for us to have some time to answer your questions and to hear from a few of the other people who are involved with the World Peace Diet facilitator training, mastery program, and spreading the World Peace Diet message in their own communities in various ways. And we have, I think, a few of those folks with us specifically, and you, if you are listening and you'd like to pass along a tip or an idea, or if you have a question or an issue or a concern or anything or a success you'd like to share, I think this is a wonderful opportunity to do that. So as we move into our time together, let's just take a moment and gather our consciousness, our awareness, wherever you happen to be. I know we're all, even though we're together here in consciousness, we're probably in many, many different physical locations and doing a variety of different things, perhaps. But to just take a moment and feel our connection with each other and with the aspirations that we have in our heart to awaken to the truth that we are and to be more able to allow the healing power of wisdom and compassion to flow through our body, speech, and mind, through our actions and words and thoughts, and feeling our connection with this beautiful earth and all of the ecosystems and all the animals here, all the whole human family, and the whole web of life that is just celebrating the enormous potential that we have to transform our culture, to come into alignment with the truth that we are, and to allow another way of living to be present through us, which is to live in a way that is in alignment with our purpose, to be celebrating our lives on this planet. That this is not only, I think, our heritage eventually, but it's really, I think, perhaps in many ways our mission to contribute the unique piece of the puzzle that we each have to this vision. So thank you all for joining us, and we have lots of, I'm sure, wonderful things. It's great to know that the call will be recorded, so if there's something that you missed, you'd like to come back to it tomorrow or later, you can. Or if there's something that some reason you can't stay for the whole call, you can hear the rest of it later as well. We usually try to go about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, maybe an hour and a half at the most. but all right, so I don't see any hands up at the moment, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. I think it would be great to spend a little time now with someone that I really respect and enjoy a lot, Sassy Knudsen, who, those of you who have gone through the World Peace Diet trainings, mastery program, facilitator training, know that she is someone that we also speak to there and talks to us about some of the ways that we can spread the vegan message through the internet. And so I'm going to say just a couple of words about Sassy. She's the much-loved vegan coach who hosts a wildly popular website and weekly newsletter offering tips on thriving as a vegan, lots of helpful advice for anyone curious about living as a vegan in the real world. And she's been a vegan since 1994. She's a self-taught vegan chef, a nutritional consultant, website publisher. She was also with us on the Vegan Palooza, if you had a chance to hear her. Then that was a wonderful interview that we had, and she's also authored a book on teaching others how to cater to the plant-based market. She's the founder of VeganCoach.com, has been running that website for five and a half years. So basically, it's loaded with lots of in-depth advice about recipes, nutrition, all kinds of things. It's really a terrific resource. So I just wanted to go ahead and invite all of us to welcome Sassy Knudsen to the call. And I guess we'll go ahead and say hello. Hi, Sassy. I can see you're with us. So how are you doing tonight?
Oh, hi, Will. I'm so good. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Yeah, so it would be just wonderful, I think, to hear a little bit from you. As you know, the people that are joining us on the call tonight are people who are specifically interested in the World Peace Diet and the vision of a vegan world and helping to bring this into ever greater possibilities, even though it sometimes seems like it must be a long way off. I hear that all the time. People say, oh, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. And but I think with vegancoach.com, you know, you never know. It could happen in our lifetime. And with the work you're doing, you're reaching a lot of people, I know. Can you just tell us a little bit? Maybe if, some people may not really be completely aware of what your work and what you're doing, and so it might be nice to start out and just have you tell us what you're up to now, what you've been doing, and what the goals really of your work are.
Well, fantastic. Yes, you're correct. I started my website back in February of 2007, and at the time I was a vegan personal chef here in Reno, Nevada, And I got to the point where I just really wanted to expand my reach And so I started doing some investigating. You know, I was I like checking emails and stuff, but I certainly was not really. I had no idea how to do a website. I mean, that was like the last thing that I could possibly think of doing. But I just happened to be doing research. What can I do for my home? What, you know, because my husband and I travel a lot. At the time, we were traveling for his work a lot. So I wanted some sort of career that I could take with me, because at the time, as a personal chef, if I left Reno, of course, no money was coming in from my career. So that's when I started investigating it, and I discovered, you know, about how you could build a website, and it just started from there. I guess I was really looking for a way to, like I said, expand my reach, not only financially, but I was looking for a way that I could make a bigger impact as far as sharing my vegan recipes and cooking instruction and just basically vegan living. My husband and I have been vegan since 1994, so I just felt like I had so much information inside of me that I felt somebody else out there should hopefully be able to use somewhere along the way. And so it's really worked out well. You know, I've had some ups and downs, of course. But, you know, 5 years later, my goal has always been for my husband to be able to retire. And we're at the point now where he has mostly retired from his career as a piano player, and he's joined me in the business. And so I guess we just keep growing, and it's pretty exciting stuff.
That's terrific. How many, do you have a rough idea of how do you measure it? How many hits you get per is it per day, per week, per month, or whatever? I mean, how many people do you think you might be reaching with this, with your vegan information and message?
Do you have any idea? I haven't checked recently, but I'm going to say it's somewhere around 4,000 to 5,000 people a day.
Wow, that's amazing. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's really cool. And what shocks me is, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I put a poll up on my website once because I was really curious, like, gosh, is there that many vegans out there coming to my site? And I was really surprised that most of the people who visit my site are not even vegan. They're just people who are maybe interested in it. And I'm noticing, of course, traffic continues to grow because I think, as you mentioned, Will, there's more and more and more people who are turning to a plant-based diet because they see it as a way to, you know, they have compassion for animals and they see that it's a way to help our planet. And I mean, there's so many good reasons to turn to a plant-based diet. And so I just find that really interesting.
Yeah.
That I would think that the people I reach were vegans, and it's not necessarily true.
Right. Well, I think you're right. You know, it's a lot of the publicity from some of the well-known celebrities that are going vegan. There seems to be a new one almost every few weeks, and they usually say a few words. And I think also it's getting more well-known that if we, like with Forks Over Knives and other movies, that it's smart to move to a plant-based diet. So do you find that most of the people want to know nutritional advice from you, would you say? Or
There's definitely some of that. Of course, everybody's concerned. But I think really they just wonder, like, okay, I want to go vegan. What the heck am I supposed to eat? You know, they have no clue where to begin. I mean, they know they can have fruit and vegetables and bread.
Right.
You know, maybe some refried beans at the fast food Mexican place, but as far as making it work day to day, living, you know, going to work, coming home, what are they going to have for lunch? What are they going to have for dinner when the family's there and everybody's hungry? And then there's also the people who, like maybe the mom wants to be vegan, but the rest of the family doesn't, so she's making two separate meals. I mean, there's some really very real challenges out there for people. And so I think it's really important, whether it's as a website or you know, working with people out there in this community, is just to really, really listen to what people need. They won't necessarily tell you, but the questions that they ask you will totally guide you into how you can help them.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the fact that people feel somewhat alienated and disempowered in the beginning when they're vegan. They don't really, you know, a lot of people will question them, and it's inconvenient very often. There's no easy way to get food when they're at work, or, you know, all these kinds of dilemmas that people face. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, we have this basic tendency, I think, when we're working to try to spread the vegan message, and then we get someone to go vegan, and we go, oh, great, now they've gone vegan. Okay, great, now I'll forget them, get on to the next person, try to. And then we don't realize that person, you just leave them hanging there, and they may go back to eating meat and dairy again, but just because the resistance that they're facing in their life from family and friends and who knows what, their doctor maybe, and all these things. So I think it's important, it's an important service you're providing with like a community, to help people have a community where they can get ongoing inspiration and practical tips too, I think, is right. You offer both of those.
Oh, yes, thank you. I think you're so right. People just really are dying for some sort of, so they don't feel alone out there.
Right, yeah. So do you have any tips maybe you could give, or ideas, or just whatever, thoughts for the folks that are on the call? And also, everybody, if you have any questions for Sassy, this is now's time to ask, because we're gonna try to keep this to about 15 to 20 minutes. So if you have any questions, this would be a good time to press star 2 on your phone, or comments or whatever. But I was just wondering if you had any thoughts or ideas or suggestions for people that if they wanted to do something similar to what you're doing or whatever, do you have any, just have any thoughts of what would be good for them to be aware of, any pitfalls along the way or anything like that?
Well, you know, just like probably any career or anything that you do out there, there's definitely a learning curve, especially for building, well, not especially, but definitely when you build a website. It just seems like you don't always know exactly how involved it is.
Right.
And I think it took me probably the first 2 years to actually build the foundation of the site. Because the website that you want to build, if you have a website out there that just talks about your business and you put it up there and you have it on your business card, well, the only people who are probably going to find it are the people who have your business card or somehow find out that your website's out there. What you really want to do, if you want to do something like this as a website, is you want to get information out to people, because when you have a website that's filled with information, and mine has probably, I don't know, like 520 pages or something like that. When you have information,
yeah,
pages and pages and pages of information, that's when the search engines are going to find you. And they're going to say, well, this person knows what they're talking about, and they have a lot of people who are coming to the page, and they're staying on the page, and they're reading what she has to say. So we're gonna give her a little bit of ranking, and that's how it happens. You just sort of, you kind of like walk up the stairs in the search engine, sort of little by little by little, till eventually,
yeah,
your pages are on the first, you know, in the search engines they come up first, and that's when you start to really make an impact, is when people can actually find your website without actually typing in the website address. They might type in,
right,
you know, like vegan food pyramid, or, and I have a page about that, and I talk about everything I know about that, and
right,
you know, broccoli and stuff like that. So
put in broccoli and your website comes up.
Well, yeah, probably not. but it's so fun, because to be able to, whether it's about vegan food or vegan nutrition or how you reach people out there, I mean, there's whatever knowledge you have inside of you about veganism, or that you're about to learn about veganism, there are people out there who want to know it. And as long as you can provide that information to them, you could have a really serious career on your hands.
Right, exactly. I really feel that veganism is going to do nothing but just explode over the next decade. It's going to be such a demand for people who are experienced and knowledgeable and enthusiastic and helpful, and that each one of us can, I would think, could be able to have a paying career. Yeah, it's just a matter of harnessing our skills and abilities and so forth. There's a couple of questions that have come in. People have typed them in on their computers. I think you might have answered this one, but I'll just ask it anyway. Eric asked, what kind of techniques do you use to drive so many people to your website a day? So you put, I think you just pretty much answered that. Then she asks, do you do any advertising? That's part of your thing.
So funny. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I have never done any advertising, and it's so bad. I accept advertising on my website, but I'm so picky.
Right.
And, I mean, as far as, like, accepting advertising, I mean, they have to be vegan. There can't be anything at all in their products or services that isn't vegan. And then they turn the other way when I say that, because the truth is that veganism is still pretty young. And,
right.
And, like, big, huge money people don't necessarily have the advertising funds, like me. And that's pretty much why I haven't advertised at this point. But I am getting to the point where that's going to really come into play probably in the next 6 months. And so that's when I'm going to really start that. And so at that point, I could probably answer that question better.
Right. Okay. So you see it kind of on the horizon. But you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I do, definitely.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then there's another question from Megan. I would love to know from Tassie where her main income comes from. Is it one-on-one coaching or the e-books or the e-courses? And also, do people like e-books versus hard copy books? Thanks so much, she says.
Oh, that's such a good question. Let's see. I guess I would say the majority of my income comes from my informational products, such as my e-courses and my e-books.
Right.
I'm telling you, information is gold, because there's the information that I teach from my heart and my mind and my soul. I mean, that is something that nobody else can teach. It's just like completely my own way of looking at things. And
right.
And that's why informational products are golden for so many websites and so many businesses out there, because you can make, I mean, you do the work once and then you put it up for sale and then the money starts coming in while you go to work on something else. So it's, as long as you have a way for people to get at the buy now button 24/7, you can make money 24/7 on that product.
Right, from people all over the world, of course. So you don't do hard copy books too much. You do mainly e-books and e-courses, it sounds like.
Yeah. You know, my very first book was Get Sauced with Sass, where I teach people how to make vegan sauces.
Right.
And that e-book was out for probably, 6 months or 8 months or something when I started getting requests for a hard copy. So then I went and worked with an independent publisher or whatever it's called, where print on demand. And
right.
So if I got a couple orders, I'd have 10 books printed and then they'd sit around. And it ended up being cost prohibitive for me. So then I went back to this. I get a request probably once every 6 months for a hard copy of anything of mine. And it's just
right.
not worth it to me. That's all.
Right. Yeah, the e-books are so convenient for people. That's interesting. Great. I think we have a few hands up now. So I guess we'll go ahead with Tara. Tara, are you?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice. Hi.
Hi. Nice to hear you. Hi, Sassy. Hi, Steve. Hi, Will. My question has already been answered, actually. I was very interested in how you've monetized your site, and you've answered that. It's mostly e-books. I was wondering also, do you have a membership site? Is that something you've done?
No. Oh, gosh, that's such a good question. I actually looked into this about 2 years ago, and
uh-huh.
And the thing about a membership site is you have to know that when you start a membership site, You can't just do it for a year and say, oh, okay, I think that's it. You have to, you do something once a month. It's like you have to be putting out new stuff all the time. And like for a website, for instance, that's what's different than a blog or a membership site. A website is like evergreen. So you build a page and it will sit there for years, whereas a blog or a membership site, you have to continually make new information constantly to keep people satisfied. Mm-hmm. So that's why I decided against it for now. I mean, maybe I'll think about it again at some point. Is it something that you've been thinking of?
I have looked into it, and I also have wondered about that, a blog. Yes, I do understand that you've got to constantly feed it, so to speak. And a membership site. However, I've thought with regards to what you're doing and, you know, for other people, perhaps since you're already offering ebooks and you're already offering consulting, you could offer something like a package for members only. And then you wouldn't have to be constantly giving them more things. It would just be that. And then maybe one consulting session every 3 months or something like that.
Totally, totally good idea. And that's the thing. It's like we only know and we only do what our brains can think of. And mm-hmm. it's so wonderful to talk to other people because everybody thinks of so many wonderful things that they can share. I mean, this sounds like a really good idea. And I think that if you have the opportunity to do it, that you should definitely do something like that.
Well, thank you for the encouragement. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Hope to meet you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Kara.
Jubilee.
Oh, it's a Jubilee. Actually, speaking of the Jubilee, I think Mark is on the line. Mark, are you there?
I sure am, Will. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I think Tara was right there, right as she was being, I think we unmuted her phone, but she was saying that she's going to be attending the Jubilee in Cincinnati, which is coming up in a few weeks, actually, in October. I think it's the second week in October. Do you have a question for Sassy? Or?
Well, I don't really have a question so much as I just wanted to say hello and to get to meet her. On the call here, I know that we had extended an invitation to Sassy to come to the Jubilee Festival this year, and there was a conflict. So while I have her, I thought, well, I'd love to invite you to come next year.
Mark, hi.
Get our invitation in early this year for next year.
Oh, yeah. It looks like such a beautiful time, and I really wish I could have done it. My husband and I are actually hitting the road and doing a lot of traveling very soon, so we have to start packing up our place. And, I mean, we have so much going on right now, but I would love to be invited to that next time.
Well, great. It'll be in October next year, and we'll send you the exact dates once we firm that up. And, it'll be great to collaborate. I heard earlier that there's a little talk about having a vegan world in our lifetime. Well, that's why we have the Jubilee Festival, because we do believe that we can have peace, which equals vegan, in our lifetime on this planet. So I know with you and Will and everybody that's working so diligently, we can all create this in our lifetime.
Yeah, very absolutely.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mark.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, we'll hear probably from Mark a little bit later. We have Alex, I think. I'm not sure if it's Alex is the right number, but it's it's 760 area code.
Oh,
you're unmuted.
Yes. Hi, this is actually Megan, and Sassy answered my question.
Yes.
I typed it in, too. So thank you. You probably saved me a lot of money not actually publishing a book and trying to do the ebook instead. And I wonder if I could ask a quick follow-up is about video. Do you have people asking about doing video recipes or people
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I wasn't able to hear that.
I think her question, so Megan, you're your phone, I think you're on a cell phone, it's breaking up. We just heard about videos. I think she's asking you if you do videos, video recipes, and so forth.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about myself doing some video how-tos from my kitchen kind of thing on the website I'm launching. And I wondered if you get requests for that or if you found people really just like to read.
Oh, I've got to tell you, video is such a good idea. Anytime that people can actually see something, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm a really visual learner myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are like that. It's like they can read it, but if they can read it and see it or just see it, it's such a good idea. I belong to this organization where there's thousands and thousands of us who are building websites and we share information, and video is huge. It's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And like, remember earlier I was talking about how the search engines and you know, if you have the information on the page and people are interested and they stay. Well, if you have a video, it keeps people on the page even longer, and it just, I think, adds more oomph to the search engine, to what they're looking for. Super, super good idea. I highly recommend it. Make sure that you use really good keywords so people can, so that the videos can be found for what you're showing on the video.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for trailblazing for all of us following in your footsteps.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, yes.
Right.
Thank you. Good luck, really. It's a really good idea.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Megan. All right. Wow, this was really interesting. And I think, you know, we've got a lot of wonderful information through this relatively short time. It's only been about, I guess, about 20 minutes. So maybe we can have you on again at some point.
Oh,
we'll,
that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah. Right, yeah, it was very interesting, and I think you've probably planted a lot of seeds of inspiration, and I'm sure that it will help spread the vegan message as people can go forth and with more confidence and understanding. And I really want to encourage everyone to make sure that you check out vegancoach.com and see what Sassy's doing there, and tell your friends about it, of course, and it's really a great resource for recipes, for nutritional information, and she's now, I think you have a weekly, right, every week now, instead of every month, you're doing a weekly e-newsletter, which is great, so there's lots of inspiration and information coming from Sassy Knutson from Reno, and are you going to be going on the road for like an extended period?
Yeah, what we're doing is we've been working so hard for a couple of years that we just decided, you know what, let's take some time. Our families want to see us in Minnesota for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then Jeff has a cruise ship gig out of Florida. So we're just going to do like this kind of tour around the U.S. And then we'll end up back in Reno and see where life takes us. We just don't know.
Right. But you'll be keeping everything going while you're doing that, I guess, obviously, on your website.
Absolutely. In fact, I was thinking about doing a blogging our trip where I talk about, like, because a lot of people wonder, like, how do I eat vegan when I'm on the road? And so I thought that I might blog about what we're actually eating every day out there, you know, in truck stops and, you know, when we go to our relatives' homes and they have meat and stuff, what the heck are we going to eat? So I thought that might be kind of a good idea for us to do to help other people. But I did want to say before I hang up, if anybody has any questions for me that you think of later, feel free to go to vegancoach.com and find my contact. There's a contact page, and then on the contact page there's actually like another little link that you search for to actually send me a message. And you're more than welcome to send me any questions, or if you need any ideas or whatever, I'm more than happy to help. So I really appreciate you guys having me on today. Thank you so much.
Great. All right. Thank you, Sassy, and we really appreciate the work you're doing. Thanks for joining us. All right. Wow. So that was wonderful. I thought that was really interesting. And I'd like to, we have a few people more that I think would be great to hear from that are, I can see are with us here. One, I'm not exactly sure which order to do them in. Yes. Okay. Here we have Terry from, I was thinking you'd be a good one. Terry from Hawaii. You're with us?
Hi, Will.
Hi.
Hi. I had to stop the car. Oh, I'm so glad. I had to find a place to stop my car. I'm driving back from Kailua over to the other side, and I'm parked right in the front of this beautiful ocean. Right, and I'm sitting here and feel in awe and a lot of gratitude for everything that's happening. My world is just, wow, it's been magnificent. It's just coming out at the seams with abundance. I don't know even where to begin.
Yeah, tell us a little bit.
I'm going to backtrack. I went over to get my hair cut this morning, and I talked to this new hairdresser, and instantly we became bosom buddies about veganism. He wants me to come and talk about animal rights and animal farming and show this farm to fridge, you know, the documentary to his staff. And he's my hairdresser. He's my hairdresser now. He made my hair look real good. But it's just amazing. Before that, let me see, where else can I go? Oh, my support group, my vegan support group, just started. This is our third meeting. We meet at the Y. We just started your book, World Peace Diet, our first chapter assignment for next week. And I had purchased 10 copies, and they all went out as either people bought them or they borrowed them. And it's just so great to have that started. Another thing that happened before that, I put together a pay-per-view of the Farm to Fridge through Veg Fund and Mercy for Animals. I and another girlfriend of mine helped me out a little bit, and we went up to University of Hawaii all day to pay people $1 if they'd watch this four-minute clip from this documentary. And I tell you, Will, I was a teacher for years, but I did not see the instant transformation connection that when these kids or young adults or whoever viewed it, each one of them, they might have gone in with one attitude and they came out transformed. They looked like they were shell-shocked. They were just so taken and moved that they needed to do something. We couldn't even get information to them on where to go, what to do, because they were in such a state. It was just awesome. It was the most moving thing, I think, next to giving birth that I've ever done. It was great.
Yeah, and, wow.
Yeah. Through that.
People should maybe know, like, when you did that, you actually you paid people like $1 usually, I think it is $1 or whatever it is, and to watch 4 minutes of a video that basically shows sort of undercover footage of animals being treated pretty badly in slaughterhouses and factory farms. And it's a way to get college students to actually do something. You say, okay, I'll pay you to watch this. And so then they say, sure, okay, I'll take that, I'll do it. I'll take $1 or what the heck, you know. And then they suddenly watch it, it only takes 4 minutes. I mean, it's 4 long minutes. I'm sure it's very long and difficult to watch, but they get a good glimpse of what's going on behind the curtain, and that plants the seeds really well, I think. You're right.
Oh, it was amazing. And I felt so connected, and I felt so like I wanted to help them, because I know how hard it is, and if it affected them so much, and they volunteered, I just know that there, you just know that it connected, it made an impact, and it was just a wonderful experience. there were, you got about 40 people, and some of them really didn't even want the dollar afterward after they watched it. It wasn't anything about the money. But there was this one gentleman that walked by, and he picked up your brochure. We had a number of brochures from Mercy for Animal, Red Fund, a lot of general information. And he stopped, and he looked. He didn't have time to look at the video, but he said that he looked at the brochure, and he said, would you be interested in coming on television and, you know, doing this, showing your cause and that? And I said, yeah, even though I'd never done anything like that before. And like I said, well, everything is just coming. It's just busting
wow.
all over. He's from the local radio station, Olelo, and it's grassroots, and that's what we want, isn't it? We want grassroots people. So,
right.
Well, that's going to be so exciting.
So you're going to be on television then? Yeah,
yes, it's going to be next month, towards the latter part of the month. I'll let you know about, you know, the time and the schedule. I think it's going to be on a Thursday, I think around the 18th. But we get to have an hour. And you better believe I'm going to bring the book, and I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to really come from my own experience. I've got another gal friend who I met recently through my vegan support group, who is with, she's more professional, you know, animal rights. She works for the Humane Society of America. And she's going to come in and do probably some of the, you know, the nuts and bolts of the facts and figures and the statistics. And
yeah.
I'm just going to come from my heart because that's what I do best.
Right. Great. And you do, is this support group you're talking about, is that like a World Peace Diet? You're doing the World Peace Diet as one of several books that you're studying, or what is that? I'm just not really sure.
No, well, I wanted to have my main goal, and I'm it's so close to happening, I just know it probably will happen before I get home now, but I want to have a World Peace Diet Center here in Hawaii, okay? And right now I've got a bunch of different balls I'm juggling. Within this World Peace Diet Center will be the focus, and, you know, the format will be the book, and it will be comprehensive. I envision it as a comprehensive program, maybe workshops where people come in. I also do tramp classes and mini trampoline classes where they get exercise, they can
right.
meditate, they can study the book, they can learn vegan cooking. It's just
right.
I want to make the whole, you know, enchilada.
Right. That's exciting.
So right now, yeah, it is exciting. And right now, though, I've got little groups all over the island now. I've got my tramp classes starting in January. I've got my vegan sport group going in Honolulu at the Y.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's just, and it all stemmed. I mean, I love to start fires, Will, and I had a lot of them going, but none of them seemed to stick until I declared that I wanted to be vegan. And then once I became vegan, I picked up your book, or the universe gave me your book, and my daughter and I read it, and my life has not been the same, and there was no life before this. It's just amazing. And everybody, I wear a vegan T-shirt. I have a couple of them, and I had one especially made for my vegan group. It's called Imagine a Vegan World. And
wow.
I made a couple of them, and I wear it, and it draws attention, and people ask about it. And my the people in my support group, we've got about 10 or 15, and they all want one, so the advertising from that alone is just great. Yeah, people stop me in the grocery store to ask about it. But there's one thing I wanted to ask you, Will, that maybe you can help me out with either now or later. When I explained about my my ultimate goal is to have a World Peace Diet center here in Hawaii, I have a website now that is just generally, generically a certified life coaching website that I'm trying to have redesigned to my niche will be World Peace Diet. But I would like to make the whole website, like maybe using the cover of the book and maybe some of Madeline's images or paintings throughout the website. Is that a possibility?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Probably a great idea. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because that's what I want to, this is what it's all going for, towards, and that's, and it just seems to just, I can't tell you how surprised I am that all of a sudden things are opening up. But it's all great. It's just all great. And I thank you for each step along the way.
Right. Wow. Well, thank you. This is, it's a whole lot. Like you said, there's, you've got a lot of balls in the air, and they all sound like beautiful ones, really. The trampoline class and the World Peace Diet study group, you're doing the support group, and the idea of a World Peace Diet Center, and just everything that you're working on. And I think you also mentioned possibly, well, besides the TV appearance, maybe a TED talk too. I think you got me, sent me an email about that at one point. So there's lots of ways that this message can get out in different forums, and it's just saying yes, basically, and being creative and not holding back.
Yeah, that's I'm good at doing that. I really would love, as part of this grandest version and vision I have, is that we can work together, that when you come out here, there will be a center for you to come to.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, great. That's fantastic. I'm so delighted to hear how things are going and what you're doing. And thanks for saying yes. And enjoy the beautiful view of the ocean there. I can kind of see it a little bit here, even though we're in Indiana.
I'm originally from Michigan, and I wish I were in the Midwest. I was in the Midwest right now, because I'd love to go to the Jubilee. I've read a lot about it, and it would be just a wonderful, all-encompassing experience. I mean, you have everything available there to everyone, and it must be so embracing. People must come from all over, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's time for us to go. Maybe hear a little bit from Mark, who's putting on the Jubilee, and he's with us. And I think it'd be nice to hear a few more things, because we have the Becoming the Peace program, these mini grants, and all that stuff. There's really a lot happening here. It's hard to keep up with everything. But thanks so much, Terry. It's wonderful that you could join us, and it's really inspiring to hear your voice and hear what you're doing. And I hope everyone can get some inspiration and understanding from your work. It's great. You know, these are the kinds of things that we can do ourselves in our own communities. Maybe not exactly the same, but, you know, it's amazing how when the doors open and keep saying yes, that the universe gives us more opportunities, and I think we're going in the flow, essentially, of where we want to, where our whole species wants to go, which is toward greater wisdom and compassion. So thanks for saying yes. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great to hear you.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, Terry just recently completed the World Peace Diet Facilitator Training Program. And she's really doing lots of things there. All right. Well, thanks again. So let's hear a little bit from Mark. Mark, you're on the line. And how are you doing? We heard from you a little bit a few minutes ago.
Yeah, doing very well. And great to hear from Terry. That was very inspiring. Look forward to her World Peace Diet Center in Hawaii. And maybe we can bring the Becoming the Peace program there as well. That would be a fun place to have it, and that's debuting, of course, at the Jubilee Festival this year on Saturday, and that's coming together very nicely, so really looking forward to that as part of the World Peace Diet Facilitator Training, gosh, there's so many things going on. Monday, we have a pre-Jubilee party welcoming people over to our place at the World Peace Yoga Studio. And so it was a little glimpse of what it would be like at the Jubilee Festival, with live music, and we have local vendors of vegan food there, and a kids program with face painting. And so it was very family friendly, and over 200 people showed up. It was the biggest event we've ever had at the studio. So it was just great to see so many people coming out that are open to the vegan message. And one woman said the whole night she was there, she said she felt like she was in just one big giant hug.
Wow.
Well, we told her,
beautiful.
Yeah, we told her, well, you got to come to the Jubilee Festival because then you'll feel like you've been in one big giant hug for 4 days straight.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's beautiful there in at Grailville, and we're just bringing the vegan message and the spiritual dimension and yoga and music and it's really it's great. Hope folks can make it to that. And can you tell us a little bit more about the Becoming the Peace program? I think some people maybe don't know, but just briefly, what that's going to be.
Well, the Becoming the Peace program is a two-part process, and what we found is that sometimes people are just not even ready to dive into the World Peace Diet. So this is a program that's more about setting up a foundation of understanding and education. So it's an all-day seminar, starts in the morning, driven by a video, and in addition to that, different exercises and discussions amongst people so that people can make a connection, so that by the end of the day, really the only result that anyone can come up with after that 8 hours is that it's time to become a vegan. And so it really comes from within them as they've had this whole foundation set aside for them. That's the Becoming the Peace program. And then after that, there's a follow-up program called Becoming the Peacemaker, where people who have gone through Becoming the Peace have then decided that they would like to be an actual activist and a facilitator and to be involved firsthand. And then those facilitators would then go out and carry on the Becoming the Peace program, and they would actually be paid for their efforts. So the end result is to give people who are just so dedicated and enthusiastic about bringing the message of the World Peace Diet to the world that they now have a paid position to do that with Right Livelihood. So, addition to that, there's kind of a dovetail that you mentioned with the micro grants, and that is a program that's a partnership between World Peace Earth and the Pollination Project of micro grants given to people who have a project that they see will make a difference in the world. And that's been launched. That information is all up on our website. We're starting to get grant applications, and there will be a ceremony at the Jubilee Festival on Sunday where we will actually be giving out these $1,000 micro grants. So that's just really heartwarming to see so many people with great projects all over the planet. We're getting grant applications from Australia, from Hawaii, just really all over the world, as well as the United States and here in Cincinnati. So that's just fantastic. And we know that those grants, which are to be given out one a day for 365 days, that it's just going to create this entire web of compassion and empathy, of activism, of active projects around the world. So, and it's interesting to me just to see the depth of connection that's already taking place. As you know, Amy Ferguson is a musician, but she's also an actor. She just applied for a grant. And just this week, to just know that vegans are in powerful places. She is in a film which is called The Master. It's actually about the emergence and growth and creation of Scientology, but it's got major heavyweight actors in it. Joaquin Phoenix, who we know is a vegan activist, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Amy Adams, Laura Dern. And the movie actually had a soft premiere last week, but the big premiere is this weekend. And lo and behold, the two of the top film critics in the country, said the film was pretty good, but they said that the film was actually all the scenes were stolen by Amy Ferguson.
No way. So, really? Wow.
Yeah. Just for her to get that kind of recognition. And she is totally, as you know, a vegan activist. When she ever get the word out there, she will. So she was just called out by two of the top critics. And really, they have more to say about her small performance than anything else in the film. So we're just really, you know, glad to see Amy the vegan get such critical acclaim. So.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Amy's every year at the even though she lives in L.A., she always comes every year to the event that Mark's talking about, the Jubilee in Cincinnati in October, and performs music. And she's just always there. She's one of the core presenters, and it's great to see that she's getting this kind of recognition, because that's recognition that'll go toward her as a vegan. She doesn't hide the fact that she's a vegan, and that's, I think, really fantastic.
Right. Oh, you know, she'll absolutely use her position and celebrity to get the vegan message out. That's her mission in life. So exactly. Yeah, and I mentioned a few of the new people that are coming this year. We're doing a showing of The Peaceable Kingdom, and Harold Brown is in the film. And the filmmakers, James Levesque and Jenny Stein, will be there, and they're going to show the film, do a Q&A, so we're very enthusiastic about that. Alicia Witt, who is another heavyweight actor from Hollywood that's played opposite Tom Cruise and just a number of big Hollywood film stars, and she's also a vegan actress. She's going to be playing Jonathan Balcom, psychologist, animal behaviorist, is coming for the first time. John Pierre, vegan trainer, Ellen DeGeneres' trainer, is coming. Nathan Runkle, Mercy for Animals, first time he's going to be at the Jubilee. Victoria Moran with her Main Street Vegan Radio will be coming. And Christy Morgan, the Blissful Chef. So that's just a kind of handful of the new people that are coming. And probably the other most important thing to say for people that are still looking to come this year is that we started a discount program at the Our Place celebration on Monday. So for a short period of time, all registrations are 50% off at this point in time. So it's a great opportunity for people who have never been before to come and enjoy this 4-day love bubble and go away with a renewed enthusiasm and inspiration to really see the vegan world that we truly know is out there for us. So.
Right. Yeah, those are, thanks, Mark. I guess everybody knows some of these people. Nathan Runkle, the founder of Mercy for Animals, I mean, he is a real, very huge name in animal rights, animal protection movement, as well as James Levesque and Jenny Stein and Harold Brown. And for those of you who listen to Vegan Palooza, they were on, and also Dr. Jonathan Balcom, as well as Victoria Moran, also Rafe Sikora. She's wonderful too. A lot of these people, I think almost all of them, have been on our World Peace Diet Circle actually at some point. So you may remember them if you've been listening for quite a while.
Yeah. Yes, that is true. And I'm really, really looking forward to, I've heard a lot of them and haven't actually met them. So I'm really looking forward to sit down and have a meal with them and rub shoulders and get to know them better. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right, exactly. And just to let everybody know also that we'll be offering a in-person World Peace Diet Facilitator training. Madeline and I will be doing it. And then that will be on Friday, and then on Saturday it'll be the World Peace Diet Facilitator training and the Becoming the Peace training will be together. So I was talking to Elise about that today, and that's, I think, going to be really terrific. And then Sunday we'll complete the World Peace Diet Facilitator training. So it'll be a 3-day training, 7 hours on Saturday too, with going through the whole different aspects of becoming the peace, which really deepens our connection with the World Peace Diet teachings. So it should be great, and if you know anyone who would be interested in coming, a wonderful opportunity. These, and also the mini grants, is to remind everyone that that's a great opportunity. That's now actually, we do actually have the website now, and do you want to just say what it is, Mark? Or I think we've sent it out. We've sent it out, I think, pretty much to the list.
They can just, anybody can go to either worldpeaceearth.com or worldpeaceyoga.com and click on the World Peace Earth Foundation button, and then click on grants, and all the information is there for the micro grants. And just one last thing I'd say is that we're doing everything we can to make this accessible to people. So while 50% is a huge discount, we know that there's still some people out there that even that is a stretch for them financially. So there are a few scholarships still available, so don't hesitate to get in touch with Will or get in touch with us if you're interested in a scholarship, because for people who are genuinely require them, we really will never turn anyone away, because we know how important it is for everybody to come together and collaborate so that we're just a stronger force to create a different world.
Right. Thanks, Mark. That's beautiful. Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to this. It's coming up soon. It's, only a few weeks away. And we still have a couple more people that we want to hear from tonight. So is that pretty much the main thing, Mark? You feel like you
we've pretty well covered it. Last but not least, this is the first year that we're having a full-on music festival at the Jubilee. So everyone that comes to the Jubilee has an opportunity to attend three nights and two full days all day long, from 12 o'clock in the afternoon till 10:30 at night. Music and great musicians singing about peace and love and veganism, and so it's just going to be a great party as well.
All right, wow. It's getting better every year. This is the fourth annual one, and each year it seems to go up another notch. So I know you've been working really hard on this, Mark, you and Anna and everyone, the whole team. So we really love you and appreciate you for all these efforts, and looking forward to the event that's coming up. Thanks for joining us. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
All right. Talk to you later. Okay, and Steve. Steve, our very own Steve Prusak, who's the World Peace Diet Circle coordinator, and just really the vital force here that keeps the technical part of this going, as well as a lot of inspiration as well. It has been working really hard in creating a fantastic new offering, the Veg World magazine. Steve, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with Veg World magazine?
Sure. Hey, Will, am I coming through okay?
Yes, sounds good.
I'm on a different phone tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just really been taking off. We have two issues out right now, and it's just grown. I mean, we were talking before with Sassy about advertising and things like that, and there's a lot of different things that I'm doing, and I'd love to share with everyone, since I know a lot of people here are interested in living their passion and spreading the vegan message, and I'm using a lot of those tools for this, you know, and it gets expensive, and it's a lot of work. So I'm looking to hire some people to help, because it's just really getting out of hand. Now, you know, your dad ran a weekly. You know how this could be.
Right, the deadlines.
Exactly.
They're always coming relentlessly.
Yeah, I've never known the months can fly as fast as they are now, that they're due every month.
Right.
But it's been great. iTunes has featured it as the magazine. So when we talk about the vegan message becoming more popular and more mainstream appeal, the fact that they're listing this magazine under What's Hot is really an honor, and it brings a lot of attention to the magazine worldwide, because we have people downloading the magazine in all different countries. So
great.
we're just right now working to expand. We're having a website built, which everyone knows is a lot of time and energy and money. And then we're what's the other thing? We already have a media kit. We're reaching out to more sponsors. We've got sponsors involved. And we've got social media and we're doing PR. We did a press release, and it was picked up by Yahoo News. So that was another indicator that this really is, you know, becoming more open to the mainstream. It was reprinted on, like, 15 different outlets on the Internet, so it was carried wide through different media channels. So we're going to have it available beyond the iPad starting October 1st. So that was a whole other platform I had to learn magazine delivered for the iPhone and Mac computer, desktop, PC, Android, tablet. There'll be no limitations. It's a digital magazine, but it can be anyone can have it. So that's been a lot of work. So I'm looking – I sent it in the email, more specifically the roles we're looking for, and – there's a few things we've done. We've applied for a couple of grants, including the one at A Well-Fed World, so we can really fund helping to build this, because it really – anyone who gets on now, you're getting in the ground floor of something that I know is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. But for me and my wife, who's doing the work, it's just becoming too stressful. So the one is for a sales rep to help us acquire more sponsors, and – we've got a really professional media kit, and we'll teach you how to do it if you don't have that much experience. But it's just reaching out and connecting people that are building brands in the vegetarian, in the vegan world, and green living. And that's one position. Then we've got the article compiler, and that's just reaching out to our authors and contributors each month and pulling together the articles for us. And the third is for the social media expert, and I do have somebody that we hired, it looks like. So we might have one more position for that, and that's just helping with our presence on Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, and those kinds of things, and with the other channels of PR, because we're doing monthly press releases as part of our efforts to market and build the magazine. And another time, I'd love to come back on and just talk about some of the ways I'm using – marketing, advertising, and all those different things that I've done before, that I'm doing now, and what I'm finding is working, what doesn't work, and I think there people will find a lot of useful information there.
Great, Steve. I think it would be great to have you on next month if that works for you, and because I can really feel, you know, you have developed a huge wealth of information that would be so great for people to be aware of, and also. I want to encourage everyone. This sounds like a huge breakthrough. That starting on October 1st, Veg World Magazine, which is an all-vegan magazine, it's really Steve's baby here, is going to be available not just on the iPad, but on multiple formats, as well as regular computers and iPhones and everything. And I think it's so fantastic that you're also offering these part-time positions to people as a sales rep for Veg World Magazine. What a great job. Or as an article compiler, I mean, you know, to help out, to bring the vegan message. This is another example of how this is working and how there really are tangible opportunities for us to help bring the vegan message to, you know, to the international masses who are yearning to live more healthy, compassionate, sustainable, and creative lives. So hats off to you, Steve, for just pushing ahead with this. And I know you've been working really hard. I know how that is when you have these deadlines coming up. So I really appreciate that. If anyone has any questions about any of these things or comments for Steve, press star 2. Otherwise, I think we have one person who's raising their hand. It says anonymous, so... Steve, you want to take that? Or?
That's weird. I'm not seeing it on my end. I don't see a hand up.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll go ahead and unmute and see what happens.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're on. I'm not sure who you are because it says.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Will. Hi, Sue. It's Veronica.
Oh, hi. Yes. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Good to
how
hear
are you?
Good. Great. Always good to have you on.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for having Sassy on. I thought she was so interesting, so informative, and, you know, being a newly health coach myself, this was very, very useful to me. I wanted to ask her a few questions, but it's okay. She answered actually most of them for me. My question is for Steve and Veg World. I can't tell you how excited I am for this new magazine, and I can't wait to read it on my PC. I don't have an iPad, so it's going to have to be on my PC, but I'm so excited. I was wondering, you mentioned you're going to have contributors, and one of my passions is to write articles, and I was wondering if you were going to accept contributions from, you know, anybody who's capable of writing something decent, obviously.
Will, I don't know if I got the whole question. Was it about accepting?
Oh, yeah, her question, Steve, her question is if you are open to accepting columns, blogs, writings, articles from people who are good, knowledgeable writers about the subject.
Oh, yeah, we definitely are. I think I would mention that on another call. We'd love to have you submit something, and we'll provide links to your website. And that's the amazing thing about digital magazines. It's, you know, if it's on the shelves in a magazine stand, people can't access your blog or whatever else you're offering. And we could put links right at the end of your article and promote whatever it is you're doing. And this magazine really opens the channel for that. It opens the channel for us to get more people to look at Dr. Tuttle's facilitator training. We can put links right in the magazine and show them this amazing program right after they watch this video of Dr. Tuttle leading a meditation and then reading his article. I mean, where do you see this magazine? There's a reason it has 5-star ratings in iTunes, and the mainstream magazines have like an average of 3 stars. This has 5, and it's getting just top ratings. People are blown away by it, and it's only 2 issues, and every issue is just going to get better and better as we get used to the technology and the creativity of what we can bring to a multimedia magazine experience. So we accept videos. We're working with authors and vegan chefs where we have their recipes, we have a picture of the food, and then we have a video of them at the top making the food so people can have it right in their kitchen and make food right along with them. And this has never been done before. It's never the technology hasn't been taken to this level. Magazines like Veg News have just duplicated their newsstand. They haven't taken the technology and poured it into it like we're doing. And I think that's why we're getting this kind of response. So to answer your questions, definitely. And if you just want to send me an email or an article, or, you know, we have, you know, we've got a lot of them coming in. That's why I need a compiler, because I have so many coming in. I can't keep up with all the articles coming in and organizing and doing everything.
You must be swamped. I don't know how you do it. But yes, I do have article ideas that I've been meaning to write, and I was going to keep those just for my blog. But I'm thinking that I would very much love to submit those articles to you. Mm-hmm. And I do have my web coaching website that is up and running, and I've been keeping my blog and, you know, spreading the word out there. And so that's when I heard about Veg World, I thought, oh my God, here's my chance to, I don't know, bring some contribution if I can. And so yes, I would very much love to submit articles for your consideration.
No, I loved your idea of having animal rights group featured in the magazine. I remember that email, and we're doing that. We have Spotlight on Compassion section, and we're honoring PAWS, Performing Animals Welfare Society, this month. And we're going to look at different farm sanctuaries and organizations so we can really bring them more into focus, too. So thank you for that suggestion. We're doing that.
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Steve. That's a nice it gives us a little hint of what's going on, and it's really fantastic. I mean, I think the idea of having videos, audio, and print all together in one magazine and have it all be about learning and growing in our understanding of the interconnectedness of our meals and the environment and how we can create great vegan recipes. I mean, there's so much. The sky's the limit, really. And you're, like you say, you're getting on the ground floor of this whole thing, and you've got 5 stars. That's really fantastic. So, I want to encourage everyone to think of something you can contribute, either maybe a song or maybe a video or maybe an article or maybe something else, a recipe.
Even your favorite recipe, favorite smoothie, just get a flip cam and make a video, and we can link to whatever it is you're trying to build. So we're on this call talking about how we can build our business, and you want to start a vegan blog, and how are you going to drive traffic? Well, if you want to coordinate with me and get in the magazine, that's definitely a way to do it.
Wow. Great, Steve. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Great to have you, boy.
The minutes are going by here. I'm not sure if we're going to squeeze everything in. We have Rebecca. Go ahead, Rebecca. Yeah. Oops. All right.
And Steve, Will, I just wanted to say really quickly, thanks again for coming to Manchester. You made such a great impact on so many people. And I just talked to someone today who'd been there, and she said, you know, I raised my daughter as a vegetarian, but we went to Will's presentation, and she said to me, and my daughter bought his book and had him sign it, and she said to me afterwards, Mom, why didn't you tell me all this stuff? You raised me as a vegetarian, but you didn't even tell me what was happening with the world, with the environment, with the animals. So you just had a really huge impact. And then another of my clients who came that night, I'm meeting with her tomorrow because she's really excited about being a vegan, but she's not getting her family on board too well. So I'm meeting with her, and we're going to work out menus and ideas for her to make it easier on her. And so I'm going to be a little more grassroots than some of you with your websites and your
grassroots, your books, really, and magazines.
But
right, no. Yeah, I want to encourage everyone. You know what Rebecca did. I think a number of you actually have done this too. But we can stay in touch. Madeline and I live in an RV. We travel full time, Rebecca lives in sort of south central Michigan, and we came through there and gave a lecture that she set up in the local library, and we're happy to do that wherever you live as well, if we can get by. But if you let us know, it's a wonderful way for us to work together to put on an event in your community, and it's a real win-win. We get a lot of people learning more about the World Peace Diet, veganism, and spirituality and compassion. And so thank you so much, Rebecca. You did a great job with that event. I mean, the place was full packed, so it was really great.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. So I wanted to hear, if we could, from Lily's on the phone with us, I noticed. I know it's getting kind of late, but Lily, are you there? Do you feel is this a good time to? We had talked a little bit a few days ago about maybe if you could share a few of your thoughts about spreading the vegan message with everybody. That would be great. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Will?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I am humbled. Today, I feel like I've been on the vegan palooza again with all these beautiful vegan brothers and sisters who are doing so much. And
yes.
I just want to say what, you know, I mean, really, Sassy, oh, beautiful. I have to tell you, Sassy, I was rescued by a little donkey named Sassy when I was backpacking in the Sierras one year. And she carried all my things out of the Sierras, and she was so sassy. I just love you, and I love your dame, and all of you. I just love you all, my brothers and sisters. You've given me such a lift because I feel a little alone out here, and as you know well, you know where I live, way out here. But I'm really not alone because every morning I'm involved with three different 12-step programs that I dearly love and have been involved with for 25 years. And every morning I ask my higher power, who I choose to call God, to open my ears and my eyes to a merciful heart. And when I speak on my, and I use my phone bridge now, since reading the World Peace Diet and becoming vegan almost 6 years ago, I do use my phone bridge now as a form of my activism, and I get calls constantly from people who want to know more, and the merciful hearts, and some of them want to know about the program, and I, you know, there are different things that I go to that I enjoy, that I really, that have helped me so much. But they're all human, or you know, they're all human oriented, and the World Peace Diet is all inclusive. People in the 12-step program love to read the big book. They'll read it for 30 years and get new things out of it. I tell people, yeah, the World Peace Diet is like that, but you can read it. It's inclusive. It includes everyone. It includes all of the world and the animals, and it's what changed my life forever. Within the first chapter, and all of my pets are vegan, and I use every tool I have. My beautiful dogs, who have been vegan for almost 6 years, I always let them out of the car and show them their shiny coats and hand them out vegan flyers for vegan pet food. I live in a remote area, but when I go to town, I do a lot of active work. But anytime anyone calls me, if there's the slightest opening, I will mention that I'm a vegan, and if I hear absolute silence and nobody, you know, saying anything, I'll just move on. But if their eyes light up, if we're face to face, or oh, I've been thinking about that, then I will just get to them and I will talk to them. And I plant seeds everywhere I go. I plant seeds. I'll just give you one little example of beautiful. I went to a garden shop, and I'm creating a garden here in my little World Peace Sanctuary. It's a sanctuary for the World Peace Diet. And by the way, that's another thing that I do. My answer machine, I always filter my the people coming through, because I want them to hear my outgoing message, which states that, you know, you have reached Jim and Lily and various other beings at a sanctuary, of various other vegan beings, a sanctuary for the World Peace Diet. To hear more, go to worldpeacediet.org. People have literally called back just to get the website. And I've been an activist for animals for over 30 years, Fund for Animals, I worked for it, but I didn't get the connections. So I worked for one animal, but while I was eating another. The World Peace Diet put it all together for me, and that's why I am so connected to the World Peace Diet. It has changed my life. It's changing the life of the people that actually read it, and I teach them how to read it, one or two or three paragraphs a day now. We're on the third reading, and that's what we do every single night. We sit down for dinner. We read a few paragraphs of the World Peace Diet. We pray for Will and Madeline. We pray for all the tortured animals, and we pray for the people that bring us this wonderful vegan food, and we pray a prayer of great thanksgiving and great gratitude for what we've been given here. I'm in awe. I'm so thrilled to be a part of you, and I just want to close with this one thing, and I did write a vegan song. Will knows about it. Maybe I'll share it with you next time, because it looks like we're getting out of time here. Right. But I just finished reading a book about Jacques Le Serin, the blind hero of the French Resistance. And we're not fighting Nazis here, but the animals are. But the animals are, and we're fighting for them. We're their only voice. And this is what he says, and there's just two sentences here that I underline. Exasperating vapors seemed to be rising from occupied Paris, lying there as silent as a tomb. Let people be silent if they were able to go on living without speaking out. We were incapable of it. And these people were young people in the French Resistance fighting a horrible enemy. And that's what we're doing. You people are my heroes. And I'm my own hero. I am so grateful to be a part of this movement. I'd give my life for it. So thank you so much, Will, for everything that you do. And you're always on the front line, always out there. Thank you. And God bless you all. I love you dearly, brothers and sisters.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lily, for just bringing this beautiful spirit of caring and kindness and urgency and love to our time together on September 20th, 2012. It's really an honor to have you with us, and it's been a wonderful honor to have everyone with us this evening. I kind of wish we could have gotten to maybe a few more people, but I think this has been fantastic. We've really gone our full hour and a half, like it seems like we always do. So I'm kind of a little bit overwhelmed here with all of the enormously inspiring information. It's not just inspiring; it's really practical, and for the heart, you know, the heart coming and informing the mind and the efforts that we're making, that we make an effort every day, as Lily has said, you know, to take time every day to perhaps read the World Peace Diet, or to quiet our minds, to connect with the essence of this mission that we're on together, and to realize that our lives aren't necessarily easy, but they have purpose. And I think as vegans, very often we tend to take the whole weight of the world on our shoulders because we feel like we have to do it all ourselves. And it's a huge undertaking to veganize planet Earth, obviously. But I think when we come together like this, we realize the importance of taking time to be grateful and to connect with the beauty of the Earth, and to know that we're not alone, that there are others like Lily and Sassy and Steve and Rebecca and everyone we've heard from, Megan, all these wonderful folks, all of you that are on the call, and so many more there's a lot of people who will listen to this in the days to come. So, yeah, Mark, of course, Mark, and Anna and everybody. So let's just hold ourselves in our hearts with love and thanksgiving and gratitude. And there's so many working here for peace and sustainability and justice and freedom. My dear heart, Madeline, is right here on the call too, and listen carefully. And all of us adding our commitment to the work that we're doing, and knowing that what we're doing is all the efforts that we make are moving us farther forward, that no effort is ever lost. I think that's really important to remember. It might look like, when we work hard on this, that it didn't seem to bear any fruit at that moment. But I think instead of worrying about whether it bears fruit, just trust that it is bearing fruit on some level. It always helps. All the efforts do help. I want to definitely remind everybody about the Jubilee that's coming up, the mini grants, all the things that Mark talked about, the wonderful ideas that we heard from Sassy, also about FedWorld Magazine and Steve's work, and to also, if you're interested in applying for any of these positions that Steve mentioned, you can just email Steve, and his email address is info@vegworldmag.com. It's a very easy email to remember, vegworldmag.com. So just info@vegworldmag.com if you want to find out more about those positions that are available. And as Scoop Nisker always said, if we don't like the news that we're seeing and hearing on the radio and TV, we can go out and make our own news. I think that's what everybody is doing. It's great to see that happening and the message spreading. So don't forget, we have the community forums. Feel free to share ideas there during the week, during the month. Don't forget also that we have our next monthly gathering on October 19th, 2012, Thursday night, the third Thursday. And October 18th. And we will be in Ohio at that point. And check our schedule. It's at willtuttle.com. Just click on schedule to see where we are, if you're coming through your area, or if you would like us to come through your area, let us know. Don't forget, also, we have the Worldwide Prayer Circle for Animals. You can sign up for that, and we pray every day at noon. That's www.circleofcompassion.org if you'd like to sign up for that. And we really want to thank Tara for helping with us so much on that. And what else? I guess that's pretty much everything. We've got lots of opportunities to help bring this message. And we're just heading into Dayton, Ohio. Tomorrow we'll be arriving there. And we had Persephone on, I think, last month, telling about the great work she's been doing. We'll be there at her at the church she was mentioning that she goes to and that she connected with her minister, who's a vegan. And so we'll be giving a lecture on the World Peace Diet at her church on Monday night. And I'll be speaking on Sunday at the church as well. And in Cincinnati on Saturday at the Walk for Animals. And then Natalie and I are flying out to California for the International Vegetarian Union annual biannual gathering, which is somewhere on planet Earth. It's the first time in, I think, 20 or 30 years that it's been in the United States, and it's going to be in San Francisco. So we'll be speaking at that on Sunday afternoon. If anyone's going to be in San Francisco area, it'll be great to see you there. That's a huge event, actually. And then we'll be flying right back to be at the Jubilee the following week. So we've got a busy few weeks ahead of us here traveling and flying also, and so I hope to see everyone. Keep up the great work that you're doing. It's an honor to be with you, and as we go forth into the month, let's just take a moment and give thanks for each other and for the infinite love that is the source of all life and the light that is shining in our own hearts, and know that we are part of an awakening on this planet of human consciousness, that we may celebrate our lives together here the way that we are intended to, with mercy, joy, freedom, and creative abandon. We are truly blessed to be able to, in some way, relieve the suffering of other living beings and to plant the seeds of a positive future. Thank you all so much. Please do stay in touch with us during the month. And if I can be of any help in any way, just let me know. We send you our love. And thanks so much, Steve, again, for doing the great work you're doing behind the scenes here, and we're looking forward to having you on with us next month. All right, everyone, take care, and thanks again for joining us. Good night.